here's a story from The World.
Uyghurs in the United States have been following all of this very closely. Furkat Jodad is a software engineer in Virginia. He's worked to get the Uyghur human rights law enacted. So Furkat, now that it's been signed by President Trump, how are you feeling?
It is really exciting and then kind of became a relief for all of us, like who have been doing all we can do while risking our family members who are still living inside of China. So it is really a huge step and a victory, I would say.
It comes at the same time as John Bolton's excerpt from his upcoming book, in which he alleges Trump okayed detainment camps, concentration camps in China for Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities. Does that change at all how you feel about the legislation passing?
I got mixed feelings. At some point that kind of feel as an American, and then especially working for the U.S. government as a software engineer, but kind of felt betrayal because it's really personal to me that my own president okayed that the Chinese government to build those camps, which locked up my mom for more than 15 months. But by saying that he signed a bill and then made it into law, it was kind of relieving. So I just hope this bill will be the first major step in the Uyghur history so we can put more sanctions and then more limitations to the Chinese government or the officials, and then put an end to the camps as well as the forced labor.
This is personal for you, Furkat. Your family is still in Western China. When we spoke last year, you described how your mother has been affected by this. Are you able now to be in touch with her?
Yes, I can talk to her, but the communication has been really limited, especially after last November, my mom's story was published on the New York Times podcast. And later on, there was a documentary about my mom's story in the EJ Plus. Her internet at home was cut off. And then also this year, mid-February, her phone just stopped working. So it was really worrisome for us, as I wasn't able to talk to her for more than 45 days. And then after that, she got another number as permitted by the Chinese police. But now I can only talk to her through phone calls. I cannot even do FaceTime or video calls with my mom.
And how free do you feel to express yourself to her and she to you in those calls?
There is no freedom at all. Everything we have to talk is, we all know that's been listened by the Chinese police.
At some point, you must be wondering whether she is self-censoring or whether there was a kind of brainwashing going on. Do you think about that?
Just a couple of days ago, the Chinese local government officials, they came to her house and asked her to write a statement saying that she was well taken care of by the Chinese government, the local government officials, and then just praising how she was being taken care of.
Has all of this affected your relationship with your mother? I mean, if you feel like you're not hearing the truth because of censorship or other reasons, I mean, that's got to be difficult.
It is, because I used to talk to my mom about almost everything. But now, I have to be really careful. And then, as in our culture and also in like Islam, like we start the conversation by saying Assalamu Alaikum. But since that's been kind of qualified it as illegal in China right now, I just start by saying hi. And then everything we talk about is like we have to be really careful before we speak out.
The Chinese government has actually labeled you a terrorist. Will you be speaking out about all of this? And do you worry that continued activism could end up by targeting your family back in China?
So since they called me as a terrorist, I haven't got any direct threat to myself or my family here in the U.S., but the indirect threat is through my mom. So all those limitations is mainly towards me and then pushing me to stop speaking out. But I got no other choice.
Furkat Jodad is a software engineer in Virginia. He's active in the Uyghur human rights community. Furkat, it's good to speak with you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.